or Uncle Mutt, however you want to call me. Let's just go over a few of the people that Sister Frieda talked about. The Uncle Charlie and Tante Rojo, their last names were Zussman. Uncle Pollock and Tante Blina, their names was Pollock. Uncle Joe, his name was Goodman, and Uncle Zisa and Tante Minnie, their names were also Zisa. Their name was also Goodman. Going back to the early days when Mom saw Pop for the first time. Now, I have often, but I mean often, questioned Mom about this, and her story never varied. It seems as though this band of gypsies would always come to the town that she lived in, and she and her sisters always ran to have their fortunes told. It seems as though, I don't know how they did it or anything else, but they always had this barrel of rainwater. And as the story that Mom tells me was, she asked the gypsies who she would marry. And the gypsies told her to look into this barrel of rainwater and she would see the man that she was going to marry. And sure enough, as the story goes, she saw Pop on horseback riding along. Now, it must have been after that that she met Pop at this party or whatever it was. Now I'll go on to some of the stories about myself and my brothers. I don't have too much about my sisters because I don't remember them. However, when we lived on Tree Street between 3rd and 4th, I guess I must have been about 4 years old at the time, certainly no older. There on 4th Street, there would be a trolley car running down the middle of the street. My greatest pleasure was to run out into the center of the trolley tracks, spread my legs and spread my feet, my hands, so the trolley car couldn't go by. I guess I must have been a pretty fast runner at the time because I cannot recall ever getting caught. The motorman used to come out to chase me, but he could never catch me. As more years went by and I became a teenager, Lucky Strike cigarettes used to have a program called Your Hit Parade. there, it was more or less a contest to see who can correctly identify the top 10 songs of that previous week. As it was, I was pretty lucky. I used to hit it regularly, and your prize was a carton of Lucky Strike cigarettes. Of course, I was too young to smoke. Oh, Shandel went with a fella named Eddie Bernstein. Oh, I would give him the cigarettes. There came a time when Eddie decided he wanted a new wristwatch. So, as a reward to me for giving him the cigarettes all the time, he gave me his old watch. Brother Moish wanted that watch, but so did I. Now, we had what was known as study periods in school. But what do you do during a study period? Do you study your books? Or do you decide to find out what makes this watch tick? I chose to find out what made the watch tick. I opened the back of this watch, fooled around, and before I knew it, there was parts all over the place. After putting the parts back in as best I could and getting the watch closed up again, I came home from school and Moish had a Hawaiian guitar. It was really gorgeous. It had hula dancers on each side of the face. But the only thing wrong with it was Moish couldn't play it. So now I decided that I would like to have the guitar. So I asked Moish if he would trade the guitar for the watch. Moish says yes, but does the watch work? Well, I said to him, Moish, would I trade you a watch that wouldn't work? Well, he took the watch, put it up to his ear to see if it ticked. Well, God was good to me. It must have ticked once because the first thing I knew what was happening was Moish put his two fingers to his mouth, picked up his right foot, touched the spit to the black sneaks, and said, touch black, you never get it back. Good, I didn't want it back, it didn't work. Well, at any rate, I couldn't play the guitar either. Now, what do you do in a case like this? I have to trade the guitar. My buddy Stanley DiGiosi, he had a Mahjong set. At that time, I was going with Aunt Betty. I wanted this Mahjong set to give to Betty. It was a beautiful thing. However, she decided it was much too expensive a gift, and she didn't want it. She refused to take it. Oh, when she refused to take it, what am I going to do with it? So I gave it to Aunt Frieda. At this point, I let Aunt Frieda go on with the rest of that story. Now we'll get back to the watch. Here, Moish has a watch that doesn't work. So He took it to the jewelers, and the jeweler fixed it, put a new face on it, and it was really a nice looking watch. As I recall, it was an Elgin. Now comes Friday night, Eddie Bernstein comes over to the house, and he sees Moshe with this nice looking watch. He said to Moshe, geez, that's a nice looking watch. You want to sell it? Moshe said, well, what do you give me for it? So Eddie says, I'll give you $10. You want to sell it to me? Moshe says, sold. Got the $10. And here, Eddie bought his old watch back again. Also back in those days, very few families owned their own telephones. If you wanted to call somebody on a telephone, you called them at your corner mom and pop store. They all had one public telephone in them. When you called that number, the store owner would get some child to run and call you to the telephone. In return for this service, you gave whoever called, whatever child it was, you gave him a nickel for his troubles. Nate, do you remember Tesman's? Tesman's was a drugstore located at 10th and Porter Streets in South Philadelphia. Nate's job was to keep the telephone area clean and to answer all the telephones. They had four of them. That was a bonanza. Nate used to do quite well running for telephones. Therefore, he always had money in his pockets. We, of course, would try and get a loan of some of his money. Nate was always a good kid, never turned us down, but he would never allow us to see how much he had. When we would ask Nate for a loan of a dime, of which he never got back, he would turn his back to you, put his hand in his pocket, take out that valuable dime, and hand it to you. Do you remember that, Nate?